Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda en Caló this week is the verb traquilear. It comes from the Romani word traqui, which means to become depressed, distant, or despondent. Along the Rio Grande today, however, it means to make the people around you feel bad by putting them down or slighting them, whether kin, loved ones, mere acquaintances, or total strangers standing next to you. A traquilero, or traquilera, is someone who goes from place to place or relationship to relationship, causing fights, then carrying with them the baggage of those fights from the past. More than a lifestyle, to traquilear is a bad habit, perhaps also a psychological condition, a syndrome. It's not necessarily an aggressive posture, just conflictive. It can be passive-aggressive. What do you think of my Lisa, esa? Bad taste to say, I'd never wear if something got you like that. El traquilero. Puro traquilero. Always putting people down. Bien sura, Boy's childhood friend Chavilita said. It's like he doesn't care, Boy said. He can't tell. Worst thing you can do with somebody like that is ignore them. They won't rest and keep clavando until they get to you, Chavilita said. They were talking about the cousin of their friend, Raul. The vato came from Tarilas, same as Raul, but he wasn't easygoing and friendly like Raul. He was quiet, almost retreating, but looked everybody in the eye and always wore a slight but noticeable scowl, as if he didn't approve of anything going on around him. Quiet at first, he just listened until he found an opening to cut somebody down. Boy and Chavilita witnessed that when they were standing next to the Ranfla, watchando the Vuelta go by. Raul stopped and parked behind Flaco's Ranfla and introduced everybody to his cousin, Fito. Órale, said Boy and a few of Flaco's friends who'd been doing the Vuelta in Flaco's car. Fito tossed back his head to greet them but didn't say anything. The conversation quickly went to lowriders dropping their cars to scrape the pavement and cause sparks to fly out from the bottom. Must really hurt their frames or mufflers, Boy said. Fito spoke up. Everybody knows they spark because they have magnesium plates underneath. Scraping your frame or muffler would be stupid de amadres, Fito said. Boy looked over at Raul, who looked up as if he wasn't going to take responsibility for his cousin. Then it was Chavelita's turn. She parked across the road and walked over to them, smiling, throwing back her head in a greeting. The Vuelta's crowded today. The priest must be lonely right now, she said to the small crowd of vatos. Church let out long ago, and the 7 o'clock mass is still hours away, so the priests are napping right now, Fito said. Chavilita looked sternly at him. Then she turned to Boy and Raul to get a read on whether he was safe. You made this vato mad or qué? She asked. Fito ignored her, turned his attention to a passing car, and pointed at the driver, who glared back at him. That ruca's from Tarilas, and she's here cheating on her boyfriend, he said. Nobody responded. Raul, you said the raza here was a toda madres. Where are they? Fito said. Let's go and find them, Raul said. Simón, ponle, Chavilita said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.